Now, flesh has two meanings here. There is a positive and a negative meaning to this word flesh. One, as far as the negative is concerned, when people do not want to continue eating the manna, which is the spiritual food that God gives us, which is very good for us, and we need it. But when we desire the food from Egypt, which represents the world, that's the carnal food, which is so often dispensed by the deacons and elders of the church, or the 70 elders in Moses' day. In Moses' day it was 70, but in the New Testament it's 7, but it's still involving a 7, and there's a direct parallel here. When we get the fleshly food instead of the manna, we are really dealing with the dispensing of carnal food from man's mind, or soulish food, to feed the soul. You might call it soul food, as opposed to spiritual food. In Numbers 11, it says that in verse 6, our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. If people would continue to eat the manna instead of soul food, their spirit would become stronger and their soul would not rule their lives. Their soul would get weaker as far as its influence or authority over a person. What we need is a true divine revelation from God and not this soul food. The problem is that carnally minded people don't want really the real revelation. For some reason, they're resistant to it, and it's hard for them to grasp it. They prefer soul food, which is basically what man dispenses. I could give some examples, I suppose, of soul food. When the church deals in programs, instead of the revelation of the word. Programs. In other words, we're going to entertain you now. There's nothing wrong with entertainment, but just don't mistake that for manna. That's not manna. So often we see these other things getting in the way, and even singing can be either way. It can be soulish, or it can be spiritual. It all depends. It depends upon the attitude of the people. It depends on how they are eating it.